Everything's well, truth is well.
Hello, hello, welcome back, great day to our dear sweet supporters. Welcome back to the globally recognized Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by fundraisingcup.org ministry. I want to remind you all that this platform serves as a beacon of insightful discussion grounded in faith and honor for our Father. We discuss various topics here related to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting a more diverse audience with a shared passion for growing spiritually and applying these life-learned lessons to our day-to-day experiences. So I encourage you all to continue to support this podcast and donate because every little contribution helps. If you wish to make a donation, please contact our fundraising charity on 615-205-5657. Again, that's 615-205-5657. Your support is greatly appreciated. Okay. So today we are going to bypass our typical rules of engagement because I'm here by myself today, and I have a very special message of survival to share with you all today. I'm pretty bruised up in sore as I deliver today's podcast, but I'm here, guys. I'm here. I'm alive, which is the most important thing, supporters. And as the tow truck technician stated, you are a walking miracle, ma'am. So the enemy didn't want me to utter another word of truth to you all and hope, but I'm here to do just that. He didn't want me to tell or see, even so much as see my children ever again, but I did. But God, right? But God. Do you hear me, somebody, today? God said not this one, not today, not yesterday, and not tomorrow. So take several seats, Satan and your minions. Take several seats. The enemy tried me twice in 1 week, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to take your girl down, but I'm here telling you that we serve a God like no other. I want you all to know, when you see me boldly posting my truth on social media about secret societies, human trafficking, kidnapping, hacking, illegal surveillance, family stealing inheritance, witchcraft, murder attempts. So the enemy's camp knew our God had a real one on the ground. And I live everything that I speak about, believe it or not. So they plotted and planned on every way to take me out of here. And to make it appear as an accident. But God carried me through it. And I'm here to deliver this message of hope. Despite what it looks like, He hasn't failed me yet. Do you hear me, somebody? Do you hear me? The Lord said, it's time to tell your story, child. I've had a lot of people on this podcast, and I've listened to a lot of stories, and I've resonated with many. But I waited until it was my turn to speak. And throughout that journey, I may have felt like, oh, there's so much I need to say about all of this was done to me too. But it wasn't quite my turn yet. This was my turning point. This is the plot thickens, so to speak. I have reached that pivotal point where it's time to share with you all my story. And the Lord, how the Lord turned the attack from the enemy into my purpose. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All of those sirens you've seen in my LinkedIn post news stories pertain to my actual present life experiences, what I'm experiencing day to day. And yes, law enforcement is aware of all of it, the vehicle tampering, the hate crimes, and intentionally turning a corrupt blind eye to all of it. But it's okay because we serve a mighty God. And because according to their most recent lodge meetings, I'm not even supposed to be here, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that I survived, but I'm here. So I want to start out by telling you what exactly happened to me, and let you guys kind of piece together what's going on. It happened 2 days ago. I was driving my 2019 SUV with under 70,000 miles certified. I purchased it only 6 months ago. And the entire lower control gave out on the highway. Yes, that's correct. The axle on the passenger side totally dismembered, and I lost control of the vehicle with a tractor to my left and a wall divider on my right going 60 miles per hour. I was on my way to pick up my children from school, and if the vehicle wasn't handled to absolute perfection, I would have died. I needed an angel that day. I needed the hand of God himself on that steering wheel at that very moment. And that's who showed up for me, guys. After I hit the wall, not too hard to trigger the airbag, but just hard enough to slow the vehicle down and not to bounce back to hit the trailer. Oh, Lord, as I reminisce on this situation. Listen to my testimony, somebody. When I say it had to be handled to perfection, keep in mind, I had no clue at the time that the passenger axle was dismembering. All I knew was that I was losing full control of the steering. But the journey didn't end there, because the wall was coming to an end and there was another lane for cars to merge onto the highway to the right of me that I couldn't even see. So I needed to get past that lane as well in order to get over to a safe positioning. By the grace of God, not one car at the time merged onto this busy highway. Do you hear me? And God carried my vehicle to the side of the road where it finally gave out completely. Air conditioning, everything just gave out once I crossed that solid line of safety. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't make this up to you. If you don't believe we serve an awesome God, let my testimony today allow you to reflect again on all the fasting, all the praying, all the posting, all the podcasts, all the giving to the homeless. It all came down to that moment where the Lord had mercy for me walking in his purpose. That very morning, I recall I intuitively felt something was off. The enemy's camp was busy. And before I walked out my house, I passionately read Psalm 91. And I encourage all of you to bookmark that in your Bibles. Some of you may be wondering, if after two attempts in 1 week to take you out, girl, will you finally stop doing the Lord's work and exposing the enemy's camp with all these podcasts and posts? My answer to all of you is this. I am even more encouraged and dedicated now to my Father's purpose and will over my life. I didn't take this assignment just to be another pretty face posting on social media. I came in ready for warfare, and I understood the assignment. This job isn't for the weary. as long as I have breath in my lungs. Do you hear me? Who speaks? I will share with all of you the truth. No filter. I will trust and obey the Most High God to assist in freeing all those children I post about and more. And this is to all of you Freemasons and Eastern Stars, especially in my thieving and sacrificing family, stealing property and inheritance, and retaliated on my life for speaking up and speaking the truth. Let them children go and return what is mine. And those of you that do not partake in the stealing, killing, trafficking, harvesting, all of that stuff in those lodges of yours, then I'm going to need you to step up and give up those that do those crimes and kick them out of your lodges if you stand for what you say you stand for. Stop hiding them, aiding and abetting them in crimes, stealing and deleting evidence, poisoning, setups and staging fraudulent scenes, accident scenes, taking fraudulent statements, bribing people to do noise campaigns, hacking, surveilling illegally, abusing authority in all aspects. All for stolen assets? Yes, I said it. This is what's been happening behind the scenes, not just to me, but many women across the globe. And if you don't listen to any one of my podcasts, if none of them go globally, and it's just this one, then it's a job well done. And let me tell you something else. If higher levels of secret knowledge equate to how to steal, pillage, and get away with murder, keep your knowledge and give up those demons in your camp, because the veil is being lifted around the world. As for the rest of you supporters, those of you that chime in, those of you that donate, those of you that send your prayers and kind words of support, I want to thank you. I sincerely thank you, because I know that I couldn't have done this alone. I've had support from the pastor of this ministry like none other. Praying for me, understanding the journey that I don't even want to say taken on. I've landed into, you know what I mean? Imagine someone leaving you behind something and then people trying to kill you for it. You didn't take that battle long. You landed into it, but the Lord used it for your purpose. So I want to thank God for giving me purpose and allowing me to embrace this challenge. And also speak up for the voiceless and help those that didn't have the outlet, that didn't have the courage to call out these groups and say, I see you. I know what you're doing in your hidden hands and your affiliations in law enforcement and the corruption within. And I'm not backing down. I'm doubling up, tripling up to get the message out while I have air in my lungs and bruises all over my body. I want to thank you all for the gifts and donations. It really means a lot to know that I have supporters like you guys that stand for something and don't fall for anything. I will continue to do the Lord's will. I will continue to speak out and let those children go. Again, those of you that are partaking in these groups, hiding them underground, let those children go. Please continue to share your stories with us at fundraisingcup.org. If you have endured any of this, if you're continuing to go through it and feel like you don't have support because you feel like even people in law enforcement all the way up are compromised and you don't have anyone you can trust. And if you talk to somebody, you think that they might think you're off. No, we know the whole playbook. We've experienced it from top to bottom. And I survived. I'm fearlessly carrying my own cross and sharing my story with you all today. I am here. He saved me. Documentary coming soon. God bless you all. And I don't know if you guys heard the reference song for this message was You Saved Me by R. Kelly. And the reference Bible story is Mark 6:14-29. And it references Herod and John the Baptist and everything that John went through up to being beheaded for speaking truth. And so I think that's a great chapter for you guys to read and reflect on as you think about what I shared with you guys today in surviving the attack on my life. I want to close out with another really good reference song, which is Help to the Na. And this goes out to all of those people that have been involved in this organization and have taken bribes and so forth to carry out corruption and attacks on my life through various means. I'm going to end this by saying to you all, hell to the na. He saved me, and I am here, demon. I am here to tell people what the real deal is and what's going on behind the scenes. We're lifting the veil. So I love you all. God bless you. And until we speak again on Family Talk.
Turn around, no.